Mohrenstraße, literally Moorish Street, lies at the very heart of Berlin, only a few hundred meters away from the iconic Brandenburger Tor and the Parliament. Mohrenstraße also gave its name to a busy subway station. Thousands of people transit to the station each day, most of them oblivious to its offensive name. Christian Kopp from the Berlin-based NGO Decolonize explains why such a name was given to the street back in the 17th century.
Black people were seen in the streets here in Berlin, and the name was also some kind of marker, maybe a little bit like having black and African enslaved people as servants, also to have a street named like this. So it showed even on the map that this was a metropolis, a city which was not provincialized or just region of regional importance, but a global city.
Mohrenstraße may be the most visible, but is certainly not the only street amongst many in Berlin that recalls the country's colonial past. In the northern part of the city, a whole district is known as the African Quarter. Its streets bear the controversial names of German colonizers in Africa, not least that of infamous colonial ruler Karl Peters, founder of the German East Africa Company in 1885. Omar Diallo, a sociologist and founder of the cultural center Africa House, sees a gradual change as the German authorities are slowly making amends for the past.
Things are changing. It's complicated because Germany is a decentralized country, but the local council has decided to rename three streets. For me, that represents a great step forward, since it means that now we can come to terms with history, actually look at the facts of the past head on.
Indeed, in April 2018, the city of Berlin decided to change the names of several of its streets. Adolf Lüderitz was a German merchant who founded the first colony in German West Africa in the 1880s in today's Namibia. The street bearing his name will become the Cornelius Frederick Street after the leader of the Nama resistance to the German oppressor in Southwest Africa. But one can still find Lüderitz streets all over the country. Likewise, another Berlin street celebrated explorer and colonizer Gustav Nachtigall. As an imperial commissioner, he oversaw the creation of the first German colonies of Cameroon and Togo in 1884. The Nachtigall Street will take the name of a resistant to the German colonial rule, Rudolf Mangabell, King of Douala, in today's Cameroon. Beyond the street names, there are also architectural reminders of Germany's colonial history. Not far from the Moorish Street, the Ermeler House, named after its owner, an 18th century tobacco trader, is one of the few early modern buildings still standing in Berlin. Above its front door, a frieze depicts the former owner's activities.
Above the entrance door, you've got the story of the production of tobacco, the global production. You see black Africans, enslaved people, harvesting and putting together the crops and the tobacco leaves in the Americas. And in the middle of the picture of the picture story, you see white Europeans taking over the tobacco, and you see one sailor already smoking tobacco on the right side, and then you see a ship passing the ocean and going to a place where this is the German and the French cathedral in Berlin. So it is telling the story of Berlin's connection to the world, to the global colonial trade system.
Even the Berlin Conference of 1884, a defining moment for colonial history worldwide, during which world's leaders decided on the fate of Africa, is only remembered thanks to a handful of activists who demanded and financed a small memorial installed along a busy road in the city center at the exact place where the conference took place.
So we have this plaque initiated by the civil society and by the black community, telling in short the story of German colonialism in Africa and also about the division of parts of Africa amongst the colonial powers, and also for the first time telling the story and calling it so the genocide in Namibia.
Thanks to the work of the black community and activists, Germany is slowly acknowledging the need to address its colonial past. However, despite repeated requests, Mohrenstraße, in the heart of Berlin, will keep its controversial name for the foreseeable future. In Berlin, Emmanuel Schaas for RFI.